Has the job hunt worn you down? Application after application and radio silence. I know why you're here, and I can help you get there. A job offer, a job faster. You can now book me for $2 a minute for 30, 45, 60, or 90 minutes for a video chat interview preparation session. Don't need 45 minutes? Don't pay for it. Want to do 30 minutes now and maybe 30 minutes later once you progress? Let's do it. If you aren't getting responses to your application, we'll meet and rework your resume to get noticed. If you aren't passing job interviews, we'll work through a mock interview so you can put your best foot forward with winning responses that make a difference. I'm here to consult with you if you're in a unique situation and want input from someone that has seen it all and can help you succeed, like I have so many others. It's super simple. You just go to jobinterviewexperience.com and click the $2 minute coaching button at the top of the page. Select the amount of time you want to meet, and then you can look through my availability without having to pay. Pick a time and pay $2 a minute for 100% of my attention. Check out the testimonials while you're there from listeners to this podcast that I've worked with in just the last couple of weeks. It's blocked into 30, 45, 60 minutes and more, so we won't go over. You won't get charged any more than what you pay for at checkout. Remember that the faster you invest in yourself, the faster you land that dream job. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com or follow the link in this episode's description. I'm excited to meet with you, help identify what's holding you back, and help you take control of your career today. Why are you wanting to leave your current job? It's a common interview question, and it's most frequently asked during second or third interviews, but sometimes during your first, so watch out. It's not so much of a trick question, but it does open the opportunity for you to make big mistakes, and for good reasons. It might be worded something like, what are the reasons for your departure from your last job? Why are you leaving? If the recruiter is feeling extra sneaky, they might ask a different question altogether. It's a secret question, a question behind the question. That might sound something like, what are some things about your last job that made it unsustainable for you? Or is there anything you would change about your last job to make it better for you that would have caused you to want to stay? It could be worded a bunch of different ways. We'll dig into why the question is asked and how to answer. And it's important because if you say your last job sucked, it's going to reflect really badly on you. If you say your last job was great, then why leave? Welcome to the Job Interview Experience. I'm a former executive recruiter. I owned my own search firm. I've been the director of talent acquisition at a couple different high growth, quickly growing, hiring a bunch of people type companies. I'm also the founder of Candidate Club and your host of the Job Interview Experience. So let's dig into this question and why it's asked, and we'll talk about common mistakes and much more. But before that, let's jump into a quick review and success story from someone who maybe was in a similar situation as you and that aligns with this episode's topic because they quit their job because it did suck. Tysoon28 says, it's never too late, long review, but worth it. Where do I begin? I quit my job before I had something secured because it was a toxic work environment and I needed to get out. I hadn't interviewed in over 10 years and was headed to an interview for the job of my dreams at a company I could see myself retiring with. I found this podcast the night before my 2-hour drive to my hotel. I listened to as many as I could, trying to prep myself. I was nervous and scared, but this podcast really made me feel relaxed and comfortable. I walked away from that interview feeling extremely confident. However, I didn't get the job. But that is all right because the confidence this podcast gave me had me feeling better about my next set of interviews. Over the next few weeks, I had multiple interviews, and sure enough, the offers came rolling in. Within 2 days, 4 offers were at my feet, and I was in control of my situation. I was able to weigh them out and take the job that raised my salary by $30,000 per year. My start date was still weeks away, and sure enough, my dream company called and wanted me to interview for another position. I crushed it because I had continued to listen to Matt and the Job Interview Experience. The offer came through and my life changed. I was able to pull out from the original offer I accepted, double my salary, and move to a city closer to family. Thank you, Matt, for everything. This podcast is responsible for changing my life. To those wondering, just know it's never too late to start listening the night before or as you are sitting in the parking lot talking yourself up. The JIE, which by that I'm sure Tysoon means job interview experience, has something that will be beneficial to you. I still plan to listen to grow more skills and knowledge because in this new role, I now have to sit on the other side of the table and interview candidates. Thanks for everything, Matt. Thank you, Tysoon28, for that awesome review. Just like this reviewer said, this podcast can help you. That's why I spend so much time writing these episodes, listening to what you need to hear about, but also bringing you topics that maybe you don't know you need to hear about, but I've seen these mistakes happen and want to give you insight, enlighten you on what to do right. Just like Tysoon first got an offer for $30,000 more and then ended up taking a different offer that doubled salary and brought Tysoon28 closer to family. So thanks so much for that review. So let's dig back into this. Oh, by the way, and congratulations, Tysoon28. Back to why you're asked this question. Why are you leaving your current job? Or why did you leave your last job? This seemingly simple question holds layers of complexity. Employers ask it for several reasons. Motivation and fit. They want to understand your career aspirations and see if they align with the company's goals. Do you crave growth, stability, or a certain specific challenge? Were you craving stability and you didn't have it at the last job? Maybe that's why you left. They're looking for someone who's genuinely excited about the opportunity. So they want that to come out in your answer. Red flags. They're assessing your potential for negativity or flight risk. Are you someone who jumps ship at the first sign of trouble, or do you approach challenges constructively? Negotiation potential. This question often leads to salary discussions. Understanding your motivations can help them gauge your expectations and negotiation style. So let's talk about the pitfalls, some common mistakes to avoid. You've all heard this one. First pitfall, bad-mouthing your current employer. Nobody wants to hear a rant about your last boss or company culture. It paints you in a negative light and raises concerns about your professionalism. Focusing solely on negatives, saying you're unhappy or bored, doesn't tell them much. Instead, shift the focus to what you're seeking, not escaping. Another mistake is being vague. Show specific reasons for wanting a new opportunity, even if they're not directly related to this last job or your most current job. When you bring up problems at work, you're often seen as a problem. If you didn't like the drama, you are seen as someone who was probably part of the drama, or at least you weren't able to ignore it. If you were bored, you probably weren't working hard or finding enough to do. If you didn't like your last boss, you probably won't like your next boss. That's how your answer is translated. I'm not saying that's the true situation of what's really going on in your life. That's how the recruiter will see your answers. Okay, so let's move on to crafting a great response. We'll start with appreciation. Acknowledge something positive about your current role, but briefly. Don't go overboard and sound scripted like you're a PR spokesperson for the company that says kind of nothing at all while answering this question. Shift the focus to aspirations next. Explain what you're seeking in your next career move. Research the company beforehand and mention specific aspects that align with your goals. It's not that the last company was bad. It's that this next company, the one you're interviewing with, is better, exciting, energizing, and can benefit from your experience and knowledge. Notice I didn't say you can benefit from the company. During this interview, you want to talk about how they can benefit from you. So then you highlight your value proposition, show how your skills and experience can contribute to the company's success. Use specific examples and connect them to their needs. And of course, enthusiasm. Express your genuine interest in the company and the opportunity. Find real things that excite you. Not the location, not the cool office, not that your friend works there, but actual initiatives, examples, products, technology that matter, and tell them why. So let's put this into practice. Imagine you're interviewing for a marketing role at a tech startup. You might say, well, I appreciate the learning experience or the learning opportunities at my current job. I'm seeking a role with a faster pace and more responsibility. Your company's innovative approach to marketing, particularly the recent, and then mention a specific campaign here, truly excites me. My experience in, and then mention the skills that directly align to what they're doing well right now, what their wins are. My experience in those things aligns perfectly with your growth plans, and I'm confident I can contribute significantly. I'm eager to learn and grow alongside a team that's pushing boundaries. Remember to adapt this to your specific situation. Go deep. If you mess this up, they'll know you're just pandering. The deeper you go, the more genuine it will sound. Remember that your answer is just one piece of the puzzle, so be prepared for follow-up questions about your previous role. Frame your responses positively, focusing on what you learned and how it made you a better candidate, how it made you a better fit for this role. And here's a bonus tip. Consider practicing your answer with a friend or colleague. Feedback can help refine your message and deliver it confidently. We are all, and you are in your own little world about this company. So you might start talking about things in your answer that really only make sense to you because you work there. So make sure that if you get someone else's feedback, someone else's perspective, they can help you with that. Also, just saying it out loud, even if it's just you saying it, helps you figure out what sounds cringy and what sounds natural. So we can take a different angle and put this in perspective from a listener's email about the same question and my response. So this is the job interview experience listener's question. What's the best way to answer the why are you leaving your current position or job question? I apply for the same position I have at different companies because I know they pay more. What I make now is entry level since this is the first job using my degree. Currently, when I'm asked, why are you leaving your current job? I say, because it's slow and I want growth in my career. But what I really mean is because I want more money. And then here's my response. That answer needs a little work. Saying I'm looking to leave because work is slow, we're all motivated by money. We all know that that's fine. We all have bills to pay, food to purchase, and maybe even a little extra, a couple extra dollars for brewskis at the end of the day. That's why we work, or at least part of it. On the other hand, it's important to believe in the mission of the company you're working for. I'm not saying that you have to be 110% bought into what they do. What they do might be mundane or boring or status quo. That's okay. There needs to be something that you believe in. The way they conduct business, the people that you work with, what the company does to give back to your community or any community and so on. It's the same and even more important for the company that you are interviewing with. Their goals need to be important to you. What they do, how they do it, who they do it for, something that happens there should align with you and what you believe. There is nothing wrong with being bored at your current job. There's nothing wrong with wanting to earn more money. I think that people who apply for jobs, I like seeing that. I want someone who wants to earn more money, who wants the potential to do more and receive more. But that's really for you. That's for inside your heart. That's for you to think about while you're at home or at work. That's not the best interview answer. So that's why I'm giving advice on how to frame this in a way that puts a spotlight less on those things that don't affect the company, like boredom or money, and things that do affect them, like your ability to help them with the goals that you are passionate about, that they have. The heart of the message of this episode and the foundation of a perfect answer to this question is focusing on the future, not the past. This question opens up the opportunity to say a lot about your last position, right? Why did you leave? Here's a bunch of reasons: bad boss, bad workplace, bad coworkers, bad product, bad outlook. They're going to give you a chance to make a big mistake, which is going into a long rant about your last job. And you can't do any of that. So when you're asked, why are you looking to make a move? You want to focus on the opportunity in the company that you're talking to. When I hear work is slow and I want to grow, what I hear or what a recruiter will hear is that you're bored. If you're not given enough work to be busy, that might say more about you than the company that you work for. you aren't doing enough to keep busy, or maybe they think you're replaceable when they hear that. So for the listener that wrote to me, that's not the case. I'm sharing how a recruiter will interpret this. For this listener, it's really about the money, not how slow business is. When this potential employer, the one that you're interviewing with, posted this job online, they didn't have a discussion beforehand and say, hey, let's try and find someone that's bored at work and doesn't have enough to do. Let's hire that person. They also didn't think to themselves, we don't really need to hire anyone, but it would be nice to find someone who hates their job and bring them on board. So is this starting to become clear? It's not your potential employer's problem whether or not you're happy at your current job. They don't have the time, no one does, to think about, hey, who out there is unhappy? Let's hire them. They do want you to be happy once you work for them, but in the moment, they have a problem, an open position, work that needs to be done, and they don't currently have someone to do it. They want to hire people who care about the work that that company does and bring a positive attitude to work. To answer this question really well, the assignment is to first try and find something that you care about at the company you're going to interview with and bring that enthusiasm to your interview and to the table. With that question, complaining about your last job, why you left, it will only hurt you, like I said. No matter how terrible your last job was, this new employer did not set out to make you happy. So don't bring out the bad from the past. Focus on how you can improve their future. Let's say that you're asked why you're wanting to leave your current job. Here's another good format for your answer. I'm intrigued by the work you do and the direction leadership is taking your company. My skills and experience will help your company continue to move forward, and I know I will do great work in the environment that you've created here. Don't just think about what's in it for you, which is wanting to be busier or wanting to progress in your career or not liking your job. That's internal. They need to find someone who will come to the office, believe in their mission, and work really hard to move forward. And hopefully, everyone enjoys themselves in the process. Remember to put yourself in their shoes and talk about the big picture, how you can help them. What's your motivation for looking for a new job? Have you asked yourself that? Have you gone deeper than just maybe the top thing? What are your top three motivations, your top four? My motivation is to work in a company where I can put the skills that I'm proud of to their maximum use, do amazing work, and help everyone thrive. I'm confident in helping your company reach its goals faster, customers will be happier, and I'll be doing my best work. Write that down, reword it. I want you to make that your own. You can use that word for word, but I want to give you the resources to own this process, not just repeat what I say. If you're working hard, listening to this, re-listening to this, and going through other episodes, that's going to help most. But all of this that I'm talking about, it's going the extra mile. Just like Tyson 28 went the extra mile, listened, re-listened, went through all of this. You have to do the same. Just going through an episode or two and feeling prepared isn't enough. Listen through as many episodes as you can. Write things down. Find the areas that you're struggling with. Just like Tyson 28 put in the extra work and got the huge extra benefits, you can too. I believe in you. You're going to do great. You're going to have an awesome job interview. In the meantime, thanks for listening to the Job Interview Experience.